Far off, in the town of Olathe, in a hotel room where window shades darkened the midday sun, Perry lay sleeping, with a gray portable radio murmuring beside him. Except for taking off his boots, he had not troubled to undress. He had merely fallen face down across the bed, as though sleep were a weapon that had struck him from behind. The boots, black and silver buckled, were soaking in a wash basin filled with warm, vaguely pink-tinted water. A few miles north, in the pleasant kitchen of a modest farmhouse, Dick was consuming a Sunday dinner. The others at the table, his mother, his father, his younger brother, were not conscious of anything uncommon in his manner. He had arrived home at noon, kissed his mother, readily replied to questions his father put concerning his supposed overnight trip to Fort Scott, and sat down to eat, seeming quite his ordinary self. When the meal was over, the three male members of the family settled in the parlor to watch a televised basketball game. The broadcast had only begun when the father was startled to hear Dick snoring. As he remarked to the younger boy, he never thought he'd live to see the day when Dick would rather sleep than watch basketball. But of course he did not understand how very tired Dick was. Did not know that his dozing son had, among other things, driven over 800 miles in the past 24 hours.